That we don't have to go to pieces, that we don't have to fly off the handle, that we can maintain a sense of normalcy because God is in the midst of the river. God is in our life. And the thing about it is that he's going to stay with us until the situation improves or we are no longer in a critical state.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude his message titled Critical But Stable. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Critical But Stable.
You got it. I can't do anything with it. God, you got it. Therefore, notice what he says, therefore. And somebody said, when you see the word therefore, you should ask the question, what is it? What is it there for? It's saying that you don't need to fear. Why? Because God is our refuge, strength, and very present hope. Though the earth be removed. And notice that he goes through some of life's, and I've preached this many times before, some of life's most devastating situations. If you look at your notes, peace during the crisis, that second paragraph. In these verses, the psalmist is demonstrating how the greatest natural catastrophes are symbolic of life's major crises. Earthquakes, though the earth be removed. Volcanoes, though the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea. Tsunamis, though the waters thereof roar. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Hurricanes. So, you know, we see that these represent life's most devastating situation. I just lost a loved one. That's a spiritual hurricane. That's a spiritual tsunami. I just lost my job. That is a spiritual volcano. But yet and still, he says, in the midst of these volcanoes and earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes, in the midst of it, look what he says in verse 5. He says, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the most the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. So there is a river that flows in the city. With all this devastation going around, with earthquakes and volcanoes and hurricanes and tornadoes, all this going around, he said that there's a river. And in the midst of the river, God is. And that the river, there's not one single ripple in the river. There's not one single disturbance in the river. Why? Where do you get that from, Pastor? It says right there in the text, she shall not be moved. All right? Who is she? She is the river. It is not moved. It is unaffected. Why? Because God is in the middle of her. When you go through a crisis, if God is in the middle of your life, then everything is going to work out. Oh, I'm not saying that your crisis is going to get better. I'm not saying that your crisis is going to go away. But you know what, brothers and sisters? Sometimes it's not so much. Write this down. Write this down. If you got a pen, write this down. Write this down. Sometimes it's not so much as you getting out, but you're getting through. Amen. Hold on to that one. Hold on to that one. It's not so much as you getting out, but getting through. And you can get through if God is in the center. That's why, you know, people, I've seen it. I've seen it. That somebody dies. And we all cry. We all cry when somebody dies. Every last one of us cries. And if you don't, then you know you're dealing with something. When my dad died, I cried. When my mom died, I cried. But you know, there's another thing where Paul says, we sorrow not as those who have no hope. That in the midst of my sorrow, in the midst of my grieving, in the midst of my bereavement, there is a river that flows. And the river is unmoved because God is in the middle. And I might lose it in the middle of the night. I might break down weeks after my loved one is gone. But in the midst of my breakdown, in the midst of my sorrow and my sadness, there is a river that brings me back to that place of peace. In the midst of my crisis, it brings me back to that quiet place. It brings me back to that solitude. Where do I go? When the storms of life are raging, who do I turn to when it seems like the storms are all around me? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock because I know he's able. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I stand by the mountains and the mountains stand by me. When all the earth around is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to that quiet place. That stillness in the midst of the river. And I've given an illustration. One of the things, you know, I hope, because, you know, it's like, you know, there's things that my dad said, right? I remember what he said. You know, just hold on. He used to say, boy, you crazier than a bowl of yucca, man. What is that? What is a bowl of yucca, man? I have no idea. But my dad used to say that, right? So there's some things that you would say, well, you know, Pastor Glaze used to always say this, right? But you know, remember this one about that the contest with the picture, perfect picture of peace. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But the one that won, the perfect picture of peace. What was the perfect picture of peace? Was a bird that was sitting on the side of a waterfall with a storm looming in the horizon, dark clouds, lightning, raining, torrential, downpour, and the bird just sits there. That's peace. That's peace. That when the storm is raging and the waterfall is coming down and the lightning is crashing and the clouds have settled, opposed to me frantically. You gotta find, as they say in baseball, you know when batter's up and they throw the ball and he hits the ball and he hits it right on the fat part of the bat. They call that the sweet spot. The sweet spot. You gotta find the sweet spot. And that sweet spot is in God. And so there's peace during the crisis. Let me roll on here. The portfolio of the one handling the crisis. The portfolio of the one handling the crisis. Look what it says in verse 6. The nations raged. They acted like they had absolutely no sense at all. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. When he spoke, now wait a minute. You gonna tell me that a guy with a portfolio like that, that when he speaks, that the earth melts, and that's the God that's watching over me? Boy, I tell you one thing, that should cause my fear to begin to dissipate. That he goes on to say in verse 7, the Lord of hosts, again, the Lord of armies, Jehovah Sabaoth, the God who fights our battles, is with us. The God of Jacob is our shelter, our refuge, Selah. Now look at this. Look at this resume. Look at this resume. Come, behold the works of the Lord. This is reason for you to trust him. What desolations he hath made in the earth. This God is so bad that he makes desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He cuts the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Look what he does. He breaks the bow. He breaks the spear. He sets the chariot on fire. He comes. Now, don't miss this one. Don't miss this, because I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere with this. This is good. Look at verse 9. Look at it. He makes wars to cease. Watch this. That when a war or when a crisis comes, when a crisis hits my life, and if we went back and put all those crises, all those biblical crises, rape, illness, natural disaster, all those crises, that when they come, it says here, he makes war to cease. What happens in my spirit when a crisis comes? There's a war in my soul. A war, fear, a war, anxiety, a war, bitterness, a war, anger. There's a war that's going on in my, when a crisis hits my life, there's a war going on in my soul. Just think about the last time you had a crisis and what happened. You absolutely lost your peace. One of the things we talked about in the seminar yesterday is that when a crisis hits, then your life becomes, instead of normal, your life becomes what? Abnormal. And it's abnormal until what? Until you make it normal again. So when the crisis hits, the first thing, I guarantee you watch, saints, you watch. The next time you go through a crisis, the next time you go through a devastating situation, watch what happens in your soul. All of a sudden, something you're going to feel a certain way. You just feel like the bottom dropped out of your stomach. It feels like anxiety is just overtaking you. It feels like fear. What am I going to do now? Where am I going to go? Watch what happens. A war starts in your soul. And you can continue to let that war rage on. Or you can do what the psalmist said. What did he say? He makes what? He makes wars to cease. There's a war that goes on. And it's going to keep raging. I tell you what, it's going to keep raging, and it's going to keep raging, and it's going to keep raging until you let God come in and help you with it. He causes wars to cease. The portfolio of the one who's going to intervene in the crisis. And then let me finish with this. Now, oh man. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. When the crisis hits your life, what should your priority be? Your first priority, after you do, you know, things that you need to do to stabilize things, you know, your first priority in the midst of a crisis, your top priority should be what? Be still and know that I'm God. That's your only responsibility. I mean, you got other responsibilities. I don't want to downplay the rest of it. That's your priority. When the crisis hits, your priority at some point is to just be still and know that I'm God. How does one be still? Well, I'm going to tell you how one be still. You know, the words of my mother ring in my heart. I'll never forget the words of my mother. And I'm sure your mother, a lot of your mothers probably said the same thing. Whenever there was a storm, my mother would unplug all the electrical appliances. And what would she say? Go somewhere and get quiet. Go somewhere and get quiet. Now, you know, that's really not bad advice for today. Whenever a crisis hits, unplug all your electrical. your smartphone, your iPad, your computer, just turn them off. Whenever next time a crisis hits, be still. Just go somewhere and get quiet. And then know that I'm God. Just meditate on the fact that I'm God. As I close this message today, I want to do something that usually I don't do. But I want to read a passage of scripture and then we'll close. Turn to Psalm 104. Psalm 104. And let the Lord speak to your heart. Let the Lord speak to your heart. He said what? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be patient with me as I read this passage. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. So we're still, right? We've turned off the appliances. We unplugged them, and now we're still. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Be still and know that I am God. Who covereth thyself with light as a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. Be still and know that I am God. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the water, who maketh the clouds of his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, that God lays the foundation of the earth, and he walks upon the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed. Be still and know that I am God. Thou covered with the deep as a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. In creation, the waters were up high. At thy rebuke, they fled. At the voice of thy thunder, they hastened away. They go by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded them. Lord, 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 you set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again. Lord, you send the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. Be still and know that I'm God. Lord, you are so wise that these streams, they give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heavens have their habitation, that they sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. Be still and know that I am God. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that they may bring forth food out of the earth. And wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face shine, lotion Take away the ash. Be still and know that he's God. And bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord, be still and know that I'm God. Look at this. They are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the badgers. Be still and know that he is God. He appointed the moon for the sea. Oh, my goodness. He appointed the moon for the seasons. The sun knoweth it's going down. He makes darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. They only come out at night. The young lions roar after their prey, and they seek their food where? From God. From God. Be still and know that I am God. The sun rises, they gather themselves together, and they lay down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work, and to his labor unto the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Be still and know that I am God. So is this great and wide sea, wherein all things, the oceans, Atlantic, Pacific, Aegean, all these seas and oceans. How great and wide is the sea, wherein all things creeping innumerable, both small and great. Hey, look at the ships. There goes Leviathan. Leviathan was that crocodile, that great crocodile. Look, there goes Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play in the great seas. But wait a minute. Lord, every last one of these creatures, every last one of them, these all wait upon thee, that thou mayest give of them their food in due season. That which thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, and they are filled with good. But Lord, if you hide your face, they are troubled. Thou didst take away their breath, and they die and return to dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created, and thou renewed in thy face. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the hills, and they smoke. Be still and know that I am God. I will sing of the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise unto my God while I have my being. My meditation. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The Blessedness of Brotherhood. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Critical but Stable, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Critical but Stable. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Critical but Stable. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Today's teaching is part of a larger series of messages from the Book of Psalms. You can request the entire 24-part series from our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or by calling 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Also, there is a downloadable brochure on politics that can help you parallel your political views with God's Word. Dr. Glaze is the author of 5 books. For more information on these resources and how to order them, Visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.